We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much for being here on this bright, beautiful, sunny, warm Buffalo day. This is the way we hope it will be next September. We are here, quite frankly, for a very exciting announcement, not only about the film industry and what it means to Western New York, but certainly it is a situation where we can showcase Buffalo and Western New York, not only for visitors and for the film industry, but certainly for the business community right across the board, and we're just thrilled to be here. My name is John Dandies, and I have the high honor of being the local organizing chair for Cineposium 2020. We have a number of notable guests that I will introduce in just one moment, but to formally kick us off and make the announcement about which we are the subject for this morning's press conference is Jess Coniglia. Jess got in late last night from Hollywood. Jess is the president of AFSI, the Association of Film Commissioners International. Jess, if you would, please.
Thank you so much. It's my great pleasure to be here today to announce that we will be hosting our 44th Cineposium Conference in Buffalo. We're incredibly thrilled to bring this conference here. It is a conference that really does travel the world. It's been in Atlanta this year. We had it in St. Petersburg in Russia, but it's been in New Zealand, in Australia, in the UK, South Korea. We chose Buffalo for a number of reasons. One, this is an area with a thriving local filmmaking community. That's incredibly important for us when we're bringing a conference of this like, to any destination. There has to be a strong production community here. That's also, coupled with the fact that there's an incredibly supportive government here. Mayor Byron Brown, I really have to give you credit for what you do in supporting this community. Film commissions are only as good as the support they get from government. And so that's incredibly important. I think also looking at maybe a 10,000-foot view for us, part of the decision was based on the fact that we are in the state of New York. There is a large number of production companies that are based here. We can draw from those as speakers and participants in the conference. And then, perhaps the 30,000-foot view is the proximity in time to Toronto and the Film Festival, making it, it's perfect synergy for us for this conference. We expect to have around 200 participants. They will be coming from six continents, both film commissions at the, local, state, national level, as well as representatives from the filmmaking community. And, I would just like to say thank you so much to Buffalo for putting in the bid. I'm thrilled and delighted that we'll be coming here in September. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. As many of us who have lived around Western New York and Buffalo know, Buffalo has been in the middle of what we're calling the Buffalo Renaissance, a tremendous new outlook, a tremendous new perspective on both economic development and some of the new industries that we're bringing here to Western New York. And our leader in that regard is none other than our mayor, Byron W. Brown. Mayor, if you would please say a few words.
Thank you very much, John, and thank you for being the chair of the Cineposium Conference. What great news from Jessica Coniglia. Jessica, as you heard, is the president of the Association of Film Commissioners International. And to recognize that we are bringing an international conference to Buffalo based on a bid from this community is huge news. Let's give Jessica another great big round of applause. Before I say a few more words about this, I just want to recognize some of the folks that are with us today. Jessica was kind to mention my name, but here in Buffalo, one of the reasons why we're experiencing a renaissance is because of the collaboration on so many different levels in this community. First, I want to just recognize the president of Buffalo State College, Catherine Conway Turner, who is with us. The union leadership has been tremendous and real partners in the growth of film in this community. I want to recognize John Scardino of IATSE Local 52, who is the regional representative for that great union. Let's give John Scardino a round of applause. George Harrigan from the Teamsters. I want to recognize George Harrigan. Certainly, the political community, government officials. I want to recognize Tom Hersey, the commissioner of the Department of Environment and Planning, who's representing our county executive, Mark Polenkars. Let's give Tom a great big round of applause. And someone who has been a real champion of the film industry in the New York State Legislature, State Senator Patrick Gallivan. Scott Zilka, representing Sheriff Timothy Howard. And of course, the president of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, Cindy Abbott-Litro. The president of Visit Buffalo Niagara, Patrick Kaler. Representing the majority leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal Peoples Stokes, is Kevin Jolly. And certainly our film commissioner for the Buffalo Niagara region, Mr. Tim Clark. Certainly, I want to congratulate everybody that's involved in this bid to bring this conference to Buffalo. Tim Clark, who works 24/7, Rich Wall in the Film Commission, who works 24/7, and Cindy Abbott-Litro, who is the chair of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, and as an unpaid chair, Cindy also seems to work 24/7. Let's give them all a great big round of applause. This conference will certainly put Buffalo again in the global spotlight, where we are able to focus on growing the movie industry in Buffalo and Western New York and the new opportunities that are opening up for this community. Literally, there are hundreds of people in Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York, who are working in the film industry, and millions of dollars of economic impact on this growing industry in the city of Buffalo. So this is great news for the Buffalo-Niagara region. This is going to be an important conference for our community. I certainly want to recognize the governor of the state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, for his support of this growing industry in our community, and for the film tax credit that the governor has supported that really helps to attract so much filmmaking to Buffalo. This is certainly an exciting time for our city, but it is important to have great friends. I just want to recognize two big names in Hollywood who are internationally recognized, William Fichtner and Bill Coates, and Kim Coates. Let's give them a great big round of applause. And Bill is certainly a hometown hero. He really reinforces for young people in Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York, that you can dream big out of this community and make those big dreams become reality. I thank Bill for everything that he has done to build this industry and to promote this community. Kim is an adopted Buffalo boy, and Bill and Kim and I were just talking. I think Kim is looking to actually purchase a second home in Buffalo. He has fallen so much in love with this community. But I want to thank them. It's been critically important to the growth of this industry to have huge names like William Fichtner and Kim Coates, who have taken a personal interest in the growth of the film industry in this community. My last thing that I'm going to do right now is ask for a gift to be brought. We want to just say a special word of thanks to Jessica Canoplia, because as you've heard, this conference, the Cineposium Conference, could be held anywhere in the world. And Jessica has played a very large role in considering the Buffalo Niagara bid and bringing this conference to Buffalo. So on behalf of the people of the Buffalo Niagara region, it is my honor to present the president of AFCI with this gift basket of Buffalo things to let her know we are making her an honorary Buffalonian.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome, Jeff. We certainly made the right choice. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
And the chicken wings are to come later, Jess. As the mayor has indicated, a number of people have gathered here to kick this project off. But I think one of the things that is most important about what we are attempting to do is be collaborative. And this conference to be held next September is emblematic of that and representing the tourism and visitor experience for which this conference will be so important is from Niagara Falls, John Percy. John, if you would, please.
Thank you, John. Morning, everyone. It really is a pleasure to represent tourism as we do work cooperatively together, Patrick Kaler and my team in Niagara Falls. They're lucky enough to host this wonderful conference and the attendees that will experience that true Buffalo Renaissance that we all are experiencing. They will leave with a whole new perception and likeness to this wonderful community that we experience every day. I'm here because we're happy to host the opening evening of next year's conference that will be at the precipice of Terrapin Point on Goat Island, overlooking the majestic Horseshoe Falls. We've held many VIP parties there, and again, they leave in awe of that wonderful precipice and vista that we truly see every day, but I think we take for granted sometimes of its majestic and wonderful beauty. But that night, they will experience that in fireworks, and it will be a wonderful kickoff to a great week here in the region. I want to thank Jessica and AFCI for choosing Buffalo Niagara Region. We love to host these kind of conferences because the residual impact goes for many, many years. Many thanks to Cindy and Tim and Rich. They're great partners of ours. We are funders. Our organization helps fund that organization with a huge return for Niagara Falls and Niagara County. Just in 2018 alone, it was close to $2 million in economic impact. And that's just the impact on while they're in town with 44 production days. The long-term residual impact goes for many years when we do host a film crew and there's a commercial or television show or movie that is presented later on down the road. The residual impact is huge. So again, thanks to that wonderful team, small team that work again, as said, 24/7. It's great to work with them, have them representing us around the world and bringing us this kind of impact. So thank you. We look forward again to hosting you next year. September is always a great month to showcase this region. And we're very excited to host AFCI. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, John. It is not often in a situation such as this where you can say that the next two speakers really do not need any introduction. Certainly, movie lovers across the world, and certainly recently, anyone who's been around Western New York knows what a tremendous impact both Bill and Kim have had here in Western New York. I would also state for the record that Kim is also still wearing his Bills cap this morning, which is the true sign of a fan. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would please, a round of applause and as we bring to the microphone both Bill Fichtner and Kim Coates. Gentlemen.
I want to start by apologizing for wearing a cap to these incredible this incredible day, but it won't leave my head. I go to bed at night and it's on the side table. I wake up, it's on my head. I take a shower. I'm not kidding. I mean, it just will not leave my head for the 4 days I've been here. Mayor Brown, Tim, Rich, Cindy, Pat, everyone here. I love this city, and to see what you're doing for the artists that come here, the films that are being shot here now, the people who want to come to Buffalo. I may never work again unless it's in Buffalo. I'm just gonna state that right now. I love this city so much, and you're doing it the right way. And next year, or this, is it? Yeah, next year in September, it's gonna be an incredible happening. Jess, thanks for bringing here to Buffalo, and you should be all so proud. Your community and Cold Brook. I'll let Billy talk about that, but it was a game changer. It's an incredible, incredible happening, that film. So thanks for welcoming to your city, and I'm not taking my cap off. Thank you.
Mr. Kim Coates, I spent a lot of time with Kim, and we're going to spend more time back here. That's for sure. When I told Kim the film that I shot in Buffalo that could not have been completed without the support of everyone that's up here right now, especially Mr. Clark, our film commissioner. These things don't happen by accident, and that sort of support just reverberates, and it's every day there's something small that happens because somebody can get it done and somebody is there to make it happen for you, and that's how everything works out, especially in a small indie film. And now Buffalo is seeing bigger films than just little ones like we made. Our film, Cold Brook, opened up around the country in 11 cities on Friday night. My wife was in L.A., was playing in L.A. I said, honey, you're going to go with all of our friends to L.A.? I'm going back to Buffalo. And I told Coates, and he said, you're going to have a great time. I said, no, you're going with me, and you and your Bills cap. So thank you. This is so exciting that this – thank you, Jess – for being supportive and bringing it back to Buffalo. We know what Buffalo is about. We love this place. People come here, the cast that was on my film, they were here a few days and they're like, this city is amazing. I'm like, you're not telling me anything I don't know. I grew up here. And as excited as it is to be here today, there's a gentleman here named Jim Fink, and he brought me a t-shirt, and I'm so excited because it says, I still call it the odd. I'm so happy about this. I still call it the odd. And I still call it Rich Stadium. And I still call this place home. See you next September. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes our press conference for this morning. And everyone will be available for one-on-ones if you wish. Thank you. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.